Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
What a wonderful testimony we heard.
何等奇妙的见证。
I feel like I barely need to speak at all.
觉得我好像不需要再讲道了。
Was your heart stirred?
我们的心是不是被搅扰？
I feel like there's a fire in my heart.
我觉得我心里好像有一团火。
Oh, God is doing a mighty work.
神在做一件大能的事。
But there's still so much work to be done.
可是还有许多的事在等待我们。
We've been looking at the Great Commission.
我们一直在说到大使命。
Because our theme for the year is making disciples.
因为教会今年的主题是做主门徒。
And in the Great Commission, Jesus tells us, commands us to make disciples.
所以在大使命中，耶稣基督命令我们要使人做他的门徒。
And how are we supposed to make disciples?
我们要如何使人做门徒？
We're supposed to go.
我们第一要我们要去。
We are supposed to baptize.
我们要去施浸。
We are supposed to teach.
我们要教导。
Making disciples of all nations.
使万民做他的门徒。
And we also looked last month about why we are to go.
上个月我们也看了为什么我们要去。
And it's because of Jesus.
是因为耶稣的缘故。
It's because of his work.
是因为他所成就的工作。
The Bible says God so loved the world.
圣经上说神爱世人。
That he sent his one and only son.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whoever believes in him might not perish.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
But have everlasting life.
反得永生。
And Jesus came.
耶稣来了。
And he lived a perfect life.
他过了一个完全的生活。
And he took our sins to the cross.
他背负我们的罪到十字架上。
And he died paying for the wrath that is rightfully ours.
他痛苦的死去是为了要免去我们罪的愤怒刑罚。
And on the third day he rose again.
第三天他复活了。
And so because of that, Jesus can say, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
因此耶稣可以说天上地下一切的权柄都已经赐给我了。
Jesus says, I have the authority over life and death.
耶稣说我有生和死的权柄。
I have the authority over sin and forgiveness.
我有罪和赦罪的权柄。
I have authority over all the nations.
我有列国的权柄。
There is not one speck of dust on the earth that Jesus does not say, this is mine.
甚至没有世上没有一粒灰尘耶稣不可以说这是我的。
Jesus has ultimate authority in your workplaces.
耶稣在你的工作场合有完全的权柄。
Jesus has ultimate authority in your schools.
他耶稣在你的学校有完全的权柄。
Jesus has ultimate authority in your houses.
耶稣在你的家庭有完全的权柄。
Everywhere.
任何地方。
And so when Jesus says he has all authority,
当耶稣说他有所有的权柄，
it means that we have to do what he says.
就代表说我们必须听从他所说的。
We are under his authority.
我们是服在他的权柄下。
He has all of the authority and we have none.
他拥有所有的权柄，我们没有权柄。
And so when he says, go and make disciples, we have to go and we have to make disciples.
所以当他吩咐我们，你们要去使万民做我的门徒的时候，我们要使人做他的门徒。
We have no choice.
我们没有选择。
He's got all the authority.
他有所有的权柄。
He is the Lord.
他是主。
He is King.
他是王。
What he says goes.
他说了必要成就。
But it's also comforting because when he says go,
可是也让我们得到安慰，因为当他说他去的时候，
he is also saying, I am not going to send you someplace where I do not rule and reign.
他没有差我们去一个地方他不是主的地方。
Where you try to share Christ is already there.
当你想要与人分享主的时候，主已经在那里。
He's already doing a work there.
他已经预先在做他的工作。
His spirit is moving.
他的灵在那边运行。
Drawing all people to himself.
吸引人归向他自己。
And so you go with his authority.
所以你是带着他的权柄而去。
You might feel like sharing Christ to your coworkers is a lost cause.
你有时候觉得与你的同事们分享福音可能是没有希望的。
Or maybe one of your relatives is the hardest heart you could possibly imagine.
或者你有一个亲戚，他的心是那么刚硬，你无法想象。
And you think, Lord, how can I share the gospel with him?
你心里说，主啊，我如何能跟他传福音？
He's so dead in his heart.
他的心是这么的死。
He doesn't want to listen to me.
他不想听我说话。
Jesus says, I've got all authority.
耶稣说，我有权柄。
I've got authority over those people's lives.
我有那些人生活生命中所有的权柄。
I've got authority over those temples in Asia where people are lining outside to worship.
在亚洲那些庙的外面，那许多人俯伏跪拜的那些地方，我一样有权柄。
And all you have to do is be obedient and bring Christ to share the word of God.
你要做的就是要顺服神，你要将神的福音带到那里分享。
Jesus says, I've got authority.
耶稣说，我有权柄。
Let me do the impossible.
让我来做不可能的事。
Let me bring what is dead back to life.
让我把那死的让它复活。
Now we finish with the Great Commission.
当我们说完了大使命。
But I still feel there's something missing.
我还是觉得好像缺少了一些。
And it's in the last hymn that we sang.
我们刚所唱的诗歌最后一首。
He says, "Grant me thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with thee."
他说，或与人相处，使我得能力，无限丰富。
Power.
能力。
Jesus, I've got authority.
耶稣他有能力。
But still, as humans, we feel weak.
可是作为人，我们还是觉得软弱。
And with faced with the Great Commission, we sing like that hymn, Lord, we need that power.
当我们面对大使命，我们像那诗歌所说的，神啊，我们需要能力。
Lord, I'm a coward, I need boldness.
我需要刚强壮胆。
To find out about this power, we need to learn this morning from the disciples.
我们需要得到这个能力，让我们来从门徒身上来学。
When we read through the Gospels, usually the disciples are not painted in that bright of a picture.
当我们在读四福音的时候，我们看到这些门徒有时候好像描述的不是那么的好。
They're the ones saying things that are wrong.
他们有时候说错话。
Jesus is always rebuking them.
耶稣常责备他们。
They're doing things that I'm sure later in life they wish they had never done.
他们做了一些事，可能他们以后会后悔。
But there's some instances in the gospel where they get it.
可是有一些地方让我们看见他们明白了。
Even before Jesus goes to heaven and sends the Holy Spirit.
甚至当耶稣还没有升天赐下圣灵来之前。
There are brief glimpses where they get it. The light bulb turns on.
有一段时间我们发现他们好像突然明白了一些事。
One is where Jesus asks, who do people say I am? And Peter responds, you are the Lord, you are the Christ.
有一个地方就是耶稣转身问门徒说，你们说我是谁？那彼得就说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
No one else got it, but disciples, Peter, managed to get it.
没有人能够回答，可是耶稣的门徒彼得，他却回答了。
Another thing that they got was the power that we need to fill the Great Commission.
另外，他们所得到的一件事就是如何得到这个能力来完成大使命。
And that is the power of prayer.
那就是祷告的能力。
In the English congregation, we've been reading through or preaching through the book of Luke.
在我们英文聚会中，我们主日一直在讲到路加福音。
Because we want to know about what it means to be a disciple.
因为我们想要学习什么是门徒。
And so we want to walk with disciples with Jesus as he walks in his earthly ministry.
所以我们想要与耶稣和他的门徒一起同行。
And what do the disciples see?
那门徒他们看见的是怎么什么呢?
They see Jesus performing great miracles.
他们看见耶稣行大神迹。
They see Jesus powerfully preaching.
他们看见耶稣大有能力的讲道。
And that's usually what we think of when we think about Jesus' ministry.
所以当我们想到耶稣基督的事工，我们很自然的想到这些。
But there's something that Jesus also constantly did that we often miss.
可是有一些事情耶稣常做的，我们常忽略。
But the disciples got it.
可是门徒看见了。
Let's look very briefly at Luke chapter 5.
我们来很简短的看一下路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5 verse 12.
第五章十二节。
When Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
有一回耶稣在一个城里，有人满身长了大麻风，看见他就俯伏在地求他说，主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。
Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him.
耶稣伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。大麻风立刻就离了他的身。
Then Jesus ordered him, Don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them.
耶稣嘱咐他，你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，又要为你得了洁净，照摩西所吩咐的献上礼物，对众人做证据。
Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that the crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses.
但耶稣的名声越发传扬出去，有极多的人聚集来听到，也指望医治他们的病。
But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed.
耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
The disciples saw Jesus' life.
门徒们看见耶稣的生活。
They saw him constantly healing the sick.
他们看见他不断地医治病人。
Casting out demons.
赶逐污鬼。
Preaching.
传道。
He did this from morning to night.
他从早到晚都在做这些。
But they also saw him constantly praying.
可是他们也看见他不住的祷告。
If you read through the Gospels, he's constantly trying to get away and pray.
如果你读福音书，你看到耶稣常常退开去祷告。
You see him healing one moment.
你一方面看到他医治。
And the next moment he's gone.
当人离开过一会儿他就不见了。
Disciples said, Where did he go?
门徒说他到哪里去了。
He went to go pray.
他去祷告了。
Jesus preaching.
耶稣在传道。
He's preaching for hours and hours.
他一个小时又一个小时的传道。
And then suddenly he's gone.
结果没想到他不见了。
He went to go pray.
他又去祷告了。
There's even the record that Jesus prays instead of sleeping.
甚至我们看到耶稣与其睡觉，他把睡觉时间去祷告。
I for one find that hard to wrap my mind around because I love sleep.
我很难想象这个不睡觉而祷告，因为我很爱睡觉。
And once you pass a certain age, you know, it feels like you never get enough sleep.
当你过了一段年龄的时候，你总觉得你睡眠不够。
But disciples see Jesus constantly praying.
可是这些门徒不断地看见耶稣不停地祷告。
So they see Jesus' powerful ministry.
他们看见耶稣大有能力的事工。
And then they see Jesus constantly praying.
他们又看见耶稣不断地祷告。
And the light bulb turns on.
他们突然就明白了。
And they connect the two.
他们把两件事连接在一起。
Where does Jesus get the power of ministry?
耶稣服事的能力从哪里而来？
He gets it from the power of prayer.
他从祷告的能力中出来。
And if we want power to fulfill the Great Commission,
如果我们需要完成大使命的能力，
power to make disciples,
能够使人做门徒的能力，
power to go,
能够去的能力，
then we need prayer.
我们需要祷告。
So our passage is going to be Luke chapter 11.
所以我们的经文是在路加福音第十一章。
And I apologize to the English Fellowship for going out of order in Luke.
要跟英文团契的弟兄姐妹道歉，我们有点次序掉了。
But who knows, maybe by the time we're finished with Luke chapter 11 in the combined service, we'll be up to it in the English service.
或许当我们在中文聚会中讲完了11章英文聚会的时候，也同时可以讲到11章。
But we're going to take apart Luke chapter 11 and we're going to examine it.
我们要来看看这路加福音11章。
And we want to find out about this power.
我们要寻找这个里面的能力。
Let's read this, Luke chapter 11.
我们来读11章。
One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临。
Give us each day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们。
Forgive us our sins, as we forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探。
Now this morning we're only going to concentrate on the first verse.
今天早上我们只会讲第一节。
The disciples see Jesus praying.
这些门徒看见耶稣祷告。
Right, not an unusual thing.
这不是一个很不平常的事。
And the disciples have a request.
门徒有一个要求。
Teach us how to pray.
教我们祷告。
And you recognize the content of this prayer.
你看见这个祷告它的主前提是什么？
It's very similar to what Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6.
这祷告的内涵和和马太福音第六章的主导文很相似。
But I find it very fascinating because the Sermon on the Mount is in the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
我发现这很有意思，因为在主导文这个登山宝训里面，耶稣是在教导门徒的事工之前所教导的。
All the way in the beginning of Jesus' ministry, they learned about prayer.
所以在耶稣开始他的事工之前，他教导门徒们如何祷告。
But it didn't really stick.
可是这些教导没有进到他们里面。
And so after the Sermon on the Mount, the disciples continued to be with Jesus.
所以在登山宝训之后，门徒还是与耶稣在一起。
They continue to see Jesus' power and ministry.
他们一直看见耶稣的能力和他的服事。
And they continue to see Jesus in prayer.
他们也不停地看见耶稣的祷告。
And they realize that prayer that Jesus talked about all the way in Matthew chapter 6, it means something.
他们看见耶稣在马太福音六章所教导的主导文，它是有意义的。
It's not just something in the head.
它不是一种头脑的知识。
It's not just theoretical.
不是在理论上的讨论，明白。
This is power.
这是能力的本身。
Just if someone shows you how to do something and you don't think it's very applicable to life, you forget it.
好比如果有人要教你一些东西，你觉得对你生活没什么用处，你很快就把它忘了。
Many people tell me that about mathematics.
很多人对我说，就说关于数学，就是如此。
Now I majored in mathematics in undergrad.
我大学那时候主修数学。
And everyone always says, "Oh, what can you do with that?"
可是很多人问我，你学数学可以做什么
？And especially the younger kids would be like, "Oh, I hate math. I don't understand any of it."
尤其年轻孩子常跟我说，哎，我讨厌数学，我根本不懂。
I'm not going to use any of this. All I need to do is add and subtract and divide and multiply. That's it.
其实我只要学会加减乘除就好，还数学那其他的我以后不会用到的。
As long as I can figure out the tip at the restaurant, I'm okay.
只要我学会在餐厅多少钱是要给小费，那就够了。
Until you do something like major in advanced physics.
直到你开始学那种高深的物理学。
And then you look back on all your math classes and you think, wow, I wish I had studied harder.
那时候你就 叹息说，哎呀，早知道我那时候好好学我的数学。
Because now suddenly everything that you learned in math is applied.
因为当你在学物理的时候，你发现你数学所学的东西都需要的。
And I feel the disciples are going through the same thing.
我觉得门徒也在做同样的事情。
Jesus told them about prayer.
耶稣曾经教导他们关于祷告。
The disciples are like, okay, I see.
门徒好像听了，好像就懂了。
Not sure if I'm going to use this.
也不晓得以后还会不会用到。
And then they see Jesus' power in ministry and see Jesus in prayer.
直到他们看见耶稣他事工的能力和他的祷告。
And they realize, no, we need this.
他们发现说我们需要这个祷告。
Jesus, teach us to pray again.
耶稣啊，主啊，教导我们祷告。
So this morning, as an introduction, we want to look at three things about prayer.
所以今天早上作为一个开始的一个介绍，我们来看祷告的三件事。
And the first is the importance of prayer.
第一个我们看到祷告的重要性。
We've already been kind of looking at that.
我们刚刚就在讨论到看见祷告的重要性。
If you read through the Gospels, you see at all the important critical stages of Jesus' ministry, he's always in prayer.
如果你看四福音，你看到耶稣事工中所有关键的时候，他都是在祷告。
Before he picks all the 12 disciples, the apostles, he's in prayer.
当他选十二位门徒之前的时候，他就祷告。
Even at the end of his life, before he's going to the cross, he's really wrestling in prayer before God.
当他在上十字架之前，他的迫切的与神祷告摔跤。
Prayer was so important on those big areas of Jesus' ministry.
在耶稣的事工中，那些重要的时刻，祷告何等的重要。
I feel like I barely need to say this.
我觉得我甚至都不需要跟你们提到这些事。
But if Jesus needs to pray, how much more do we need to pray?
如果连耶稣他都需要祷告，你想我们是不是更需要多少的祷告？
And yet, you know, sometimes when we face those big times, the last thing we do is pray.
所以当有的时候，当我们遇到那些重要事情的时候，我们什么都做，就是没去祷告。
We face a health crisis, and the first thing we do is we check our bank accounts.
当我们有一个健康的一个危机的时候，我们第一件事，我们去看我们的银行的存款。
We check our health insurance.
我们检查我们的健康保险。
We don't pray.
我们不祷告。
Jesus prayed.
耶稣他祷告。
We've got to pray.
我们也需要祷告。
Sister Casey shared a verse with us from Matthew chapter 9.
Casey 姐妹刚刚跟我们分享马太福音第九章。
And it's also in Luke chapter 10.
也在路加福音第十章。
The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
庄稼已经成熟了，可是工人却 还缺少。
Therefore, pray to the Lord of Harvest to send workers into the field.
因此，当打发庄稼的主差遣工人来收割他的庄稼。
Where does the power come to make disciples?
使人做门徒的能力从哪里来呢？
Where does the power to go come from?
我们要去的能力从哪里来呢？
Jesus says,Hold on, back up. The first step is pray.
耶稣说等等等等，我们要做的第一件事是祷告。
And we hear about the needs on the missions field, and we want to, you know, we think the first step is we gotta go.
我们听到宣教工厂的需要，我们那时候就急急忙忙说啊，我们要去，我们要去。
Or we gotta send money.
啊，我们要送钱去过去。
Jesus says, no, the first thing you do is you pray.
可是耶稣告诉我们说我们要做的第一件事是祷告。
Because Jesus knows that that is the very most important thing you could possibly do for missions.
因为耶稣知道宣教最重要的一件事是祷告。
Because the most important thing in making disciples is God's work, not our work.
因为使人做门徒的最重要的一个观点是是神让人做门徒，不是我们让人做门徒。
Can we change hearts?
我们可以改变人的心吗？
Can we convince by the eloquence of our mouths that Jesus Christ died for sin?
我们可以用我们美好杰出的口才让人相信耶稣为我们的罪而死亡吗？
That's the Holy Spirit's work.
那是圣灵的工作。
So Jesus says, first thing you do.
所以耶稣说你们要做的第一头一件事。
To meet the needs out there.
要满足各样的需要。
The first thing you do to reach those people who are perishing.
你要得到那些要将灭亡的人的第一件事。
First thing, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers.
你先要求那庄稼的主打发工人收他的庄稼。
Pray.
祷告。
Before you do anything else.
在你做任何其他事情之前。
Pray.
祷告。
It's the most important thing.
是最重要的事。
So the importance of prayer.
第一个我们讲到祷告的重要性。
Secondly,
第二件事
the constancy of prayer
是讲到祷告的恒切性。
Many of us only pray, if we pray, we only pray during those big moments in life.
很多人当我们祷告的时候我们是在人生重大抉择的时候祷告。
When something goes wrong,
当事情不好的事发生了。
Or when there's a need,
当我们有一些需要
When we're facing a big test,
当我们要有个大考试的时候
Or there's a big project coming up at work,
我们 公司有一个大的 施工计划要做的时候
That's when we suddenly remember to pray.
我们突然想到我们要祷告了
But Jesus prayed more than those times.
耶稣不仅仅在那种关键时刻祷告
Jesus did not just pray when it was something big going on.
不是仅仅当有一些重要事要发生的时候耶稣祷告。
That passage in Luke chapter 5 that we read said, But Jesus often withdrew and prayed.
我们看到路加福音第五章讲的那时候耶稣时常退到旷野祷告。
Not something special?
不是为了某些特别的因素。
Just something that he was always doing.
他总是这样子做。
And the disciples saw that he's always constantly going back to the Lord in prayer.
门徒们看见他们的主一再的退去祷告。
One of my favorite examples of the constancy of prayer is from the book of Daniel.
我最喜欢的之一关于祷告是从但以理书。
And not just because my name is also Daniel.
不仅因为我的英文是但以理。
But in Daniel chapter 6, there's a very famous story of Daniel in the lion's den.
但以理书第六章有一个很有名的但以理在狮子坑的故事。
And the other officials in the empire, the Persian Empire are trying to get Daniel in trouble.
波斯帝国的这些大官想要诬陷、诬告但以理。
And so they go to the king and they say, let's outlaw any other prayer except for prayer to the king.
他们就跟王建议说，让不许任何国中的百姓向王祷告，向任何其他的神明，除了向王祷告。
In other words, make a law about religious persecution.
所以他们因此为了宗，等于是定了一个宗教迫害的一个法律。
Make the worship of the true God illegal, punishable by death.
是，如果你要，要服侍那真神的话，你要被处死。
And we think, oh, well, crisis time, Daniel's going to go pray.
所以我们看到说，哦，危机来了，但以理要祷告了。
And that's exactly what happens.
的确，他也这样子发生了。
But the story in Daniel says, and he just went to pray as was his custom.
可是书上告诉我们说，他到了楼上祷告是与素常一样。
Crisis arose in Daniel's life.
他是但以理的生命危机出现。
He didn't just emergency. Let's go and have a special emergency prayer time.
他不是那时候突然说，哎呀，我现在迫到眉睫了，我要赶快开始祷告了。
The Bible records he just went home and had his normal prayer time.
圣经上给清楚的告诉我们，但以理回家后与素常一样去祷告。
Because Daniel is always in prayer.
因为但以理总是不断的祷告。
And Jesus is always in prayer.
耶稣也是总不断的祷告。
Martin Luther said that to be a Christian without prayer is like trying to live without breathing.
马丁路德说过，一个基督徒，不祷告的基督徒就像一个活着的人不呼吸一样。
When do we breathe? Only in emergencies?
我们什么时候在呼吸？是在紧急状况在我们才呼吸吗？
I hope not. I hope you breathe all the time.
我希望不是，我希望我们人人都不断地在呼吸。
And we need to be in constant prayer.
所以我们祷告也要恒切。
So prayer is important.
祷告很重要。
Prayer is constant.
祷告要恒切。
And lastly, prayer is learned.
第三点讲到，祷告是被要学习的。
And that is what the disciples are asking Jesus. Teach us, Lord, how to pray.
这也是为什么门徒对主说，主教导我们祷告。
There are two things that we can understand when disciples say, teach us to pray.
当门徒对主说，主啊，教导我们祷告，我们可以了解两件事。
The first is, in some kind of respect, it's unnatural to pray.
从某个角度来说，我们天然人是不容易祷告的。
The disciples said, teach us to pray.
门徒说，主啊，教导我们祷告。
In other words, we don't know.
所以另外一个没讲出来，就是我们不会祷告。
This is a learned skill.
这是一个必须要学会的一个技巧。
And Jesus, you need to teach us.
耶稣啊，求你教导我们。
Now, how can prayer be like breathing and need to be taught?
那祷告为什么同时就像呼吸一样，可是另外一方面又需要被教导呢？
That's like walking.
好像走路。
Right? Walking is a daily part of our lives. We think nothing of it.
我们每天我们都在走路，我们不觉得走路有什么特别。
But at some point in your life, you need to learn how to walk.
可是在你一生之中，你必须有一段时间你学习怎么走路。
At some point in time, you had to develop the leg muscles.
在你一生之中，你必须有一段时间你要学习来强化你腿部的肌肉。
You had to develop the coordination.
你要有这个平衡的能力。
You had to fall over a lot.
你因学习的过程你摔倒不少次。
And then you learned how to walk.
才会学会走路。
And now you do it every day.
我每一天都走路。
It's part of your life.
就是活着就要走路。
Bible says prayer is just like that.
圣经上说祷告也是如此。
It's a learned skill.
祷告是要被教导的。
When we come to faith in Christ, it's not something we automatically know how to do.
当我们信主后，不是我们立刻就马上会祷告了。
It's not like the birds or animals out there that instinctively know how to do something.
不像鸟啊或者动物，他们天生就有一个天性做某件事情。
The children of God need to be taught how to pray.
神的儿女需要被教导如何祷告。
Because it's not natural.
因为是不自然的。
At least not natural to our sinful selves.
至少对我们这个罪恶的本性是不自然的。
Sinful people do not pray.
一个充满罪恶的人他不祷告。
If you are not regenerate, if you do not know Christ, you do not know how to pray.
你没有重生，你不认识主，你不会祷告。
And the disciples saw this in Jesus' teaching.
所以耶稣在耶稣的门徒也在耶稣的教导中看见这件事。
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, "Don't pray like the hypocrites."
耶稣在马太福音第六章也说，你们不要像法利赛人的祷告。
For they do it to be seen by others.
他们这样子祷告只是为了要给人看。
That's one way sinful people pray.
这是一个罪人他们祷告的一种方式。
We use it to show off.
我们用我们的祷告来炫耀。
Don't you feel that temptation sometimes when you're in public prayer and you're praying? You've got this temptation to show off.
我们有没有这种光景？有时候在大众之下，我们祷告；有时候我们祷告，好像在作秀。
And then he said, "Don't be like the pagans."
他说：“你们祷告也不要像外邦人。”
Because I think when you say it over and over again, they'll be heard.
因为他们认为他们用许多重复的话语必蒙听允。
Ever hear Buddhists praying?
你们有没有听过佛教徒祷告？
There's these mantras that keep on being repeated.
他们不断地重复一段的那个咒语啊，那个念经的话。
That there's power in the repetition of these words.
他们认为当你不断地宣告这些话的时候，就产生一种能力。
This is how people without Christ pray.
这是一些不认识基督的人祷告的方式。
This is the kind of prayer that comes natural to our sinful selves.
这是一个对一个天生是个罪人的一个天然的一种祷告。
Prayer that's only out there to get what we want.
他的祷告就是要得到他借着祷告得到他要的。
Don't you feel that temptation when you try to pray?
当我们祷告的时候，是否有这种试探呢？
If we pray, how many times do our prayers just turn into a wish list from God?
当我们祷告的时候，有多少时候我们是在向神要这个要那个
？God, I want to go to that school.
神啊，我想要去那个学校。
God, I really want to eat ice cream for dinner.
神啊，我晚餐真想吃冰淇淋。
God, I really want beautiful weather tomorrow.
神啊，我希望明天天气很好。
God, please heal my brother or sister.
神啊，求你医治我的弟弟或妹妹。
And that's all our prayers can be sometimes.
比如说我们祷告就仅仅讲这些。
Because that comes natural to us.
因为这些对我们是很自然的。
That prayer centers around us.
就是整个祷告是围绕着我们。
It's only what we can get out of God.
是想要从神那里借着祷告得到我们要的。
And the disciples look at how Jesus prays.
可是这些门徒看到耶稣是怎么祷告。
And he looks how people naturally pray.
然后他们又看见人们是怎么样天然的祷告。
And they can see there's a total difference.
他们发现这两边是完全不同的。
And they say, Jesus, we admit we've been praying like that.
他们说耶稣，我们承认我们是向那些天然的人祷告。
We've just been memorizing prayers and spinning them out.
我们祷告已经成为一种公式，就不加思索就讲出
来。We've been praying to show off.
我们有时候祷告是要炫耀。
We've been praying to get whatever we want.
我们祷告有时候只是想要得。
Jesus, you need to teach us how to pray.
耶稣，求你教我们祷告。
Because we've got no clue.
因为我们完全不知道如何祷告。
We don't understand this prayer at all.
我们真的不了解祷告是什么。
Prayer is learned.
祷告是要被教导的。
But the encouragement is that it can be learned.
可是对我们很欣慰的就是我们可以学习祷告。
Prayer is difficult.
祷告是困难的。
If you go beyond the just asking for what you want,
如果你不想仅仅为了向主求这求那的话，
go beyond the dear God, thank you for the food,
仅仅超越那些我们饭前的千篇一律的祷告。
Prayer is hard.
祷告是难的。
It's work.
是要付代价的。
Especially in our world of distractions, it's so hard to find some time to pray.
而且在我们这个充满了各种诱惑的时代，很难找出时间祷告。
And we'd rather watch TV.
我们宁可看电视。
We'd rather be on the phone.
我们宁可打电话。
We'd rather be playing games.
我们宁可玩游戏。
We'd rather be shopping.
我们宁可去购物。
We'd rather do anything else than pray.
我们愿意做任何事情，就是不想祷告。
Because everything else seems easier.
因为任何其他事都比祷告容易。
But it can be learned.
可是我们可以学习祷告。
It is something that we can learn as Christians.
这是一个基督徒可以学习到的。
And it's something that we must learn.
而且也是我们必须学习的。
If we were to have any power.
如果我们要有任何的能力。
To make disciples,
使人做门徒
to go,
让我们能够去
or to even be just a regular Christian like we breathe air,
就甚至只是活出像一个正常人能呼吸一样的一个正常的基督徒
Let this be our prayer as we go through this Jesus teaching for the rest of the year.
让我们余下的今年剩下的时候当我们走过耶稣的这些教导的时候，我们来学习。
Lord, teach us to pray.
主啊，教导我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the redeeming work of Christ in our lives.
天父，我们谢谢你在耶稣基督身上所救赎的工作。
We thank you that you and you alone removed the wall of hostility between us and God.
我们相信唯有借着你除去了我们和神之间隔断的墙。
But not only have you saved us, not only have you paid for our debt of sin, you have also given us so much more.
我们相信你不但救了我们，也替我们付了罪债，你还给我们更多。
You've also given us the privilege of prayer.
你更给我们一个祷告权柄。
And we pray for your forgiveness because we've been neglecting this.
我们祷告求你赦免我们忽略祷告。
We admit, Lord, we do not know how to pray.
主啊，我们承认我们不知道如何祷告。
We know nothing of the power of Jesus' ministry because we know nothing of the power of prayer.
因为我们不知道主耶稣的祷告，我们也不知道耶稣服事的能力的源头。
Oh Lord, we humble ourselves before you.
主啊，我们在你面前谦卑俯伏。
Correct our priorities.
更新我们的优先次序。
And Lord, teach us how to pray.
主啊，教导我们如何祷告。
And it's in Jesus' mighty name we say all this.
我们是奉着主耶稣基督宝贵的名说这些。
Amen.
Amen.